You know, I tell you, I got to say that I'm enjoying adulthood for a lot of reasons. And I'll tell you reason number one. As an adult, if I want a cookie, I have a cookie. Okay? I have 3 cookies or 4 cookies or 11 cookies if I want. Many times I will intentionally ruin my entire appetite. Just ruin it. And then I call my mother up right after to tell her that I did it. Oh, Mom, yeah, I just ruined my entire appetite. Cookie. So what have you ruined? See, because as an adult, we understand, even if you ruin an appetite, there's another appetite coming right behind it. There's no danger in running out of appetite. I've got millions of them. I ruin them whenever I want.
I need cucumber.
What have I done? What? I can't read this. Fulman, Hertel, Baum. I got up last night. I wrote this down. I thought I had this great bit. Wait a second. Wait a second. Fax me some halibut. Is that funny? Is that a joke?
No. Let me see that. Don't mess with Johnny.
Johnny? Johnny who? Johnny Carson? Did I insult Johnny on The Tonight Show?
Did you mess with Johnny, Jerry? Hey, where's Kramer?
I don't know. That's like asking, where's Waldo?
I think I'm having a heart attack.
I don't think that's it.
I'm not kidding.
What does that mean?
I think what he's trying to say is that he's having a heart attack.
Oh, he's having a heart attack. Come on.
Shortness of breath.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Radiating waves of pain.
I know what this is. You saw that show on PBS last night, Coronary Country. I saw it in the TV guide. I called him, told him to make sure and not watch it.
There was nothing else on. Left on.
You saw that show on anorexia last year. Ate like an animal for 2 weeks.
Why can't I have a heart attack? I'm allowed.
So what do you want? You want me to take you to the hospital?
Manhattan Memorial. Less of a line.
I'll call an ambulance.
Is everything all right?
Would you take a chance? You made a mistake on the...
Are you okay?
Oh.
I'm George. George Costanza. I've never been in the hospital a day in my life. Except when I had my tonsils out. You know, they never gave me any ice cream. I always felt that if they...
Shut up!
Well, what do you think?
Salami. Baloney.
Salami, salami, salami? Oh, your friend's fine. He didn't have a heart attack. I'll be in a few minutes.
What a surprise. Hey. How you doing, buddy? You need anything? You want me to go out and get your Superman comic?
No, the thanks.
You know, I was wondering... You know that Blackhawks jacket you have?
Oh, sure, my Blackhawks jacket. I love my Blackhawks jacket.
Well, you know, I was thinking if things don't exactly work out.
Well, it wouldn't fit you. The sleeves are too short.
No, I tried it on. It fits good.
Think about what I was going to do with all the...
Well,
things.
You know.
Well, okay.
Oh, and do you think it would be all right if I called Susan Davis?
Susan Davis? Hey, wait a second.
Well, it's not like we'll be bumping into you.
Hello, you and Susan Davis?
You know, if the future was a little more certain.
Okay. Go ahead, call her. Get married, have babies, have a great life. Well, I care. I'm finished. It's all over for me. In fact, let's end it right now. Jerry, kill me. Kill me now. I'm begging you. Let's just get it over with. Be a pal. Just take the pillow and put it over my face.
Well, what, kind of like this?
What are you... What?
Elaine, what are you doing here?
Jerk off.
There's nothing wrong with him. I saw the doctor. He's fine.
Hi, George. How you feeling? Is anybody getting your apartment?
Hey, if I ever get out of here... I'm going to change my life. I'm going to do a whole Zen thing. Take up yoga. Meditate. I'll eat right. Calm down, you know. Lose my anger.
What? Yeah,
hey, is anybody listening?
Whoa. Mr. Costanza.
You know, Doc, I got to tell you, I feel a lot better.
Well, we looked at your EKGs, ran some tests, did a complete workup.
Oh, God. Bobby.
Well, you simply haven't had a heart attack.
I haven't? I'm okay? I'm okay? Well, thank you! Thank you!
Hey, that was really fun, George. Can we go home now?
No, actually, we'd like to keep him here overnight for observation just to be safe.
Oh, sure, anything. Can you believe it? There's nothing wrong with me.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
What? Oh, my God, what? Is it meningitis? Scoliosis? Lupus? Is it lupus?
Have you ever had your tonsils taken out?
My tonsils? Yeah, when I was a kid.
Well, they've grown back. And your adenoids are swollen, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, whose tonsils grow back?
Oh, it happened.
Yeah, you've been exposed to gamma rays.
I still have my tonsils. Everyone in my family has their tonsils. In fact, we were forbidden to socialize with anybody who didn't have their tonsils.
That's interesting, because no one in my family has their tonsils, and we were forbidden to socialize with tonsil people.
Well, it's like the Capulets and the Montagues.
Excuse me.
Anyway, I strongly recommend they come out.
What, you mean with a knife?
Yes, with a knife. No, sniff, sniff. Anyway, you'd be completely under. You wouldn't feel a thing. And when you wake up, you can have some ice cream.
Yeah, that's what they told me the last time.
But think about it.
Sorry. I just have to ask that doctor one more question.
Women go after doctors like men go after models. They want someone with knowledge of the body. We just want the body.
Hey.
Hey.
Boy, they got a great cafeteria downstairs. Hot food, sandwiches, a salad bar. It's like Sizzler opened up a hospital.
Why did you have a heart attack?
You're a young man. What were you doing? They gonna do a zipper job? Oh, they love to do zipper jobs.
Kramer.
There's a really bad thing about the heart. It's a sex thing. So you gotta be careful about sex now.
You get your heart pumping. Suddenly, boom. Next thing you know, you got a hose coming out of your chest attached to a piece of luggage.
Kramer, George didn't have a heart attack.
No. That's good.
I have to have my tonsils taken out.
Oh, man. No. George, we got to get you out of here. Get out right now. They'll kill you in here.
It's routine surgery.
Oh, yeah? My friend, Bob Sacamano, he came in here for a hernia operation.
Oh, yeah, routine surgery. Now he's sitting around in a chair by a window going, my nose is gone.
George, whatever you do, don't let him touch you. Don't let him touch you.
Well, what should I do, Kramer?
Well, for one thing, don't listen to him.
I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do. You go to Tor Ackman. Tor, he'll fix you right up. He's an herbalist, a healer, George. He's not just going to fix the tonsils and the adenoids. He is going to change the whole way you function, body and mind.
Ackman, I thought he was doing time.
No, he's out. He got out. See, the medical establishment... See, they tried to frame him. It's all politics. But he's a rebel.
A rebel?
Mm-hmm.
No, Johnny Yuma was a rebel. Ackman is a nut. George, you want to take care of your tonsils? You do it in a hospital with a doctor.
He's holistic. George, he's holistic.
Holistic?
No.
That sounds right.
George, you need a medical doctor.
Let me ask you something. How much do you think it would cost to have tonsils and adenoids removed at a hospital?
Well, an overnight stay in a hospital, minor surgery, I don't know, $4,000.
Uh-huh. And how much does the healer charge?
First visit, $38.
Oh, yeah, holistic. That's what I need. That's the answer. So how do you like the way I talked you into coming down here?
Don't flatter yourself, my friend. I'm here strictly for material, and I have a feeling this is a potential gold mine. I still think you're nuts, though.
All I know is I've been going to doctors all my life. What's it gotten me? I'm 33 years old. I haven't outgrown the problems of puberty. I'm already facing the problems of old age. I completely skipped healthy adulthood. I went from having orgasms immediately to taking forever. You can do your taxes in the time it takes me to have an orgasm. I never had a normal, medium orgasm.
I never had a really good pickle.
Besides, what's it going to cost me? $38?
Would you not put your foot on that, please?
Sorry.
What month were you born?
April.
You should have been born in August. Your parents would have been well advised to wait.
Really?
Do you use hot water in the shower?
Yes.
Stop using it.
Okay.
I'm off hot water.
Kramer tells me that you are interested in an alternative to surgery.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I think we can help you. See, unfortunately, the medical establishment is a business like any other business. And business needs customers. And they want to sell you their most expensive item, which is unnecessary surgery.
Can I use hot water on my face?
Nope. You know, I am not a businessman. I am a holistic healer. It's a calling. It's a gift. You see, it's in the best interest of the medical profession that you remain sick. See, that ensures good business. You're not a patient, you're a customer.
And you're not a doctor, but you play one in real life.
What about shaving?
You're eating too much dairy. May I?
I guess so.
You see? You are in disharmony. The throat is the gateway to the lung. Tonsillitis, adenoiditis is, in Chinese medical terms, an invasion of heat and wind.
There's some hot air blowing in here.
You know, I lived with the Eskimos many years ago, and they used to plunge their faces into the snow.
Can it be lukewarm?
Too much dairy? You really think I'm eating too much dairy?
The tongue. Yes, the tongue. Or in medical terms, the glossa. It's a muscular organ. It consists of two parts. And the root.
Uh-huh.
You see, it's covered by this mucous membrane.
Uh-huh.
These raised little projections here are the papillae.
Ah.
It's what gives it its furred appearance.
Ah.
Very tactile.
Your tea is ready now. This will solve your so-called tonsil problem. It's a special concoction. It contains cramp bark.
I love cramp bark. Clavor. I once had clavor as a kid. I was able to lift a car.
And some couch grass.
Couch grass and cramp bark? You know, I think that's what killed Curly.
Go ahead, drink it.
Excuse me, Tor. May I ask you a question? You have intuitive abilities. You're in touch with a lot of cosmic kind of things. I have this note I can't read. I was wondering if...
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Cleveland 117, San Antonio 109.
Go ahead, George, drink it. That's not too bad.
I ate the green one and the yellow one and the red one is missing.
I don't even like chuckles.
Maybe he doesn't like them. That's fine.
I want that chuckle back. You hear me?
I'll get you a chuckle. You want me to get you a chuckle?
Pull over. Pull over. Did you say pull over? You want a piece of meat? Yeah.
What you gonna find?
No! I'm a mutant! Let me drive. Come on, man. Pull over. I'll mess you up, man.
Really? Gentlemen, please.
Stop. Are you crazy?
Kick his ass!
Hey, you kidding?
You can't leave! This is an ambulance! This is an emergency!
If I hear you one more time, I'm gonna get you! I work hard for the
hospital! What's that for a chuckle? What's a chuckle?
It's a jelly candy. Comes in 5 flavors.
You see, taste buds run on grooves along surfaces.
Can you let go of the tongue now?
What?
Let go of the tongue?
Oh.
Well, I should get going.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Well, I was going to kiss you goodnight.
A kiss? With the tongue? The glossa with the bumps and the papillae? I don't think so.
You can't just leave him out there.
I told him I was going to mess him up.
Well, can you call him an ambulance?
I told him I didn't take his chuckle. I don't eat that gooey crap.
Hey, watch your road.
Watch your road, man.
Hey, man, you want some of what he got?
Watch out!
How you doing? Can't talk?
Hey, how'd you get the plastic one?
I like that. So how's life without tonsils? What? What's that? So how much is this thing going to cost you now? Like $5,000, $6,000? Well, live and learn. At least we lived. Kramer went to Ekman. He feels all better already. What are you doing?
Oh, poor George. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't stay long. I don't want to run into Dr. Tongue. Here, I brought you something. Oh, please, come on.
Hey, check out the TV. About that.
I have a friend who's a hypochondriac, always thinks he's sick, never is. And you have another type of person, always thinks they're well, no matter how bad they really are. You know this type of person? Very annoying. Feel great. Like being on a respirator. Intravenous, heart-lung machine. I never felt better in my life. Medical science is making advances every day to control health problems. And in fact, it's probably only a matter of time before a heart attack, you know, becomes like a headache. We'll just see people on TV going, I had a heart attack this big. But I gave myself one of these, clear, boom. And it's gone.